This is Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. Y'all know the vibes. Every time I come back, I always come back with some new heat, new people, new everything, you know? So I got this introduction. Here we go. This is Jet Speed Baby, a.k.a. Baby J, Baby Boy, a new up-and-coming young 17-year-old artist from Stone Mountain, Georgia. He started finding a passion for music early as a way to vent and to speak on his mind. As he grew older, he developed a real talent. His first EP drops in August. He has not announced the date yet, but he has said it has 11 songs and showed cover art for it. He hasn't done any shows yet because it was turned down. I wonder why. But it's currently open to looking into shows. He has been working in the studio for 2 years and is starting to drop music. He has a music video that's dropping soon that's called Spin. Yo, that Spin, y'all gotta check it out because he about to drop that shit soon. That shit is fire. When you look at him, you see him, how he look and how he talk. He is an upcoming artist that you want. What's up, Jet Speed Baby?
What's up? You know what? It's your boy, Big Boy. Being Brit Fam Entertainment. Free the bro. Free the bull. Bitch.
Hey! You know the vibes. So what's up? You been living in Stone Mountain for your whole life or like, you know?
Yeah, I'm from Mountain. Like, you feel me? I grew up right there. I'm from Redan Road. But like, I ain't gonna kind of live all around the mountain. Like, I done lived on the good parts, the bad parts, the big house, the little house, department. Townhouse, I didn't live all through that. But I didn't really see everything going on in my career.
You know, moved.
But I didn't been like on the east side. I go hang out on the west side.
Okay, so you be traveling. All right. And you got a manager with you too. Shout out to your manager.
Yeah, shout out Lil D. Y'all already know
Baby Rents, aka Lil D back, man. You feel me? I told y'all I'm gonna come back harder. Y'all gonna stop playing. I'm putting you down. Y'all gonna stop it.
Yo, word. We got Jet Speed Baby in the building and shit, man. Yo, tell people about your EP that's dropping.
So my EP that's dropping, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't never really said I was gonna work on the tape. I got a few cover arts, but I ain't never really just said I was gonna work on the tape. I just was working on music. And then when the time came right, we just put the songs together. And I said, all right, these songs sound good in this order. This we gonna make it. And we finna do this. We gonna get the band signed in order. We gonna put that pressure on them folk.
You definitely did put that pressure, cause shit, I done heard you when you sound fire as fuck. And also with the age that you have, you are very young and you are very talented. Tell me, when you started rapping?
I started rapping probably like when I was 15, 16. I was 15 finna turn 16. That was the war. Probably like right after I jumped off the porch. When some crazy shit happened, I was like, I found something else to do. So that's what I found to do. I started rapping.
Okay. You went to that jump. You said jump off the porch.
Yeah,
is that
right after we jumped off the porch, it was something to do. No, not an interview.
See, I'm over here. Yeah. I'm like, hold on. I didn't even know what's
going on. Started being able to get some money, do other things. So
oh, okay.
Some money in rapping. So something happened. So it was something better in rapping without getting in trouble. So we did that.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Because like I'm still getting to know Atlanta, like Georgia lingo, because y'all know I ain't from here, so I'm definitely learning. So when it comes to your music, what is your inspiration? Like what really made you do your music as far as what inspired you and motivated you to go ahead and do music?
What inspired me and motivated me to go ahead and do music is the fact that really I got my little brothers watching me, and I want them to know that you can do something better than being in the streets. And you feel me? We leaders, not followers. So I'm gonna show them something different. So they already know my big brother went big. I can't go little because he already went big. If I go little, he just gonna, you feel me? I'm a peon. They look up to me. Mm-hmm. I want you to be bigger than me. So if you're not bigger than me, I'm disappointed. But I ain't gonna be, you feel me? If you give it your all.
Word. Okay. So I like that. I like that you are being an inspiration for your little brothers because they look up to you. Same thing I've been doing as far as my family is concerned. I have a little daughter, so she look up to me. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely understand the inspiration when it comes to your music. And I am curious, right? So as far as you have not doing any shows yet, what stage you actually want to touch? Like, I know you're going to touch the big stage. I know you're going to touch the big stage. So just manifest it. Like,
there's two reasons we ain't do the stage.
All right.
Them folk, they came with the stage when we had a chance to do the stage. But they ain't come with the bag. You feel me? They ain't come with the bag.
Gotta come with the bag, people. We gotta come with the bag.
They had the money, but you gotta have it up front. I need a certain part up front, and I need the rest up before I walk through the door.
Mm-hmm, that's the business.
That business, so we ain't make it through the door. We just gonna put it like that.
Okay.
And then the next reason we ain't do no shows, which is really wasn't booking, because we had to get permission, because we got a curfew. But we straight, though. We trying to book shows, so you feel me?
Yeah, right, all right.
Come lock in with Ladie. You know it sound. Had that bad, we finna call right out. Don't tell me.
Yeah, so y'all make sure y'all heard what he said, man. We got a lot of bad businesses going on around here. We don't got time for that shit. I was just talking about that the other day in one of my shows. You always got to have good business, especially when you're dealing with artists, upcoming artists. And even if you are upcoming artists, you putting in that work, you got that content, you got to come with the business. If not, niggas going to keep it moving. We all going to keep it moving if not. You feel me? So, now, tell me, what state you want to touch? Like, I know you from Georgia and everything, but I'm sure you want to go to other states. I'm sure you probably want to travel,
So, I ain't going to lie, I'm from Georgia. And the thing is, before I used to travel with my mama, when my grandma and my auntie was alive and I was a little kid, every time they used to go out of town, like I used to go out of town. And my dad from Rhode Island, so anytime he'd go home, I would go with him and go see like my grandma and stuff. My mama from Chicago, so I might have went out there.
You got Chi-Town in the building, all right?
And also, I recently went to Jamaica because I'm Jamaican.
Okay.
I traveled, but when I was a kid, though, it was just like grandma might go out of town. Auntie might go out of town, they gonna take me with them. Dad might go out of town, he gonna take me with them, you feel me? Then other than that, I'm just at home, apartment with mama, chilling, living my best life.
Okay, well, shout out to the Jamaicans. You ain't got Caribbean over here. You got Caribbean mixing with your music or how you do your...
I be doing all type of music. Like, when I get in the studio, I just vibe. The first thing I do when I get in the studio, I start playing beats and I listen to them. Like, if I get on the beat in the first bar, like, from when I start freestyling, when they play the beat, my first bar, I'm going to tell you if I'm going to make it hit or not. So I'm going to know if I don't like the beat or not. Because that first bar, if it don't come out right, the song ain't going to be none. Every trip.
Oh, so you got the talent to actually hear the sounds and the flow and the rhythm, especially when it comes to the beat and how you want to flow.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. All right. So I got something else.
Because I ain't going to count. But the reason I know how to do that is because like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Shout out Selmade Tank. You feel me? Merit to the game. But that my big brother. So like he been rapping. But he used to be, like, in the living room. And my mama, how we used to stay in Hampton Village on Juliet. We used to stay right there. He used to be in the living room. He used to be rapping, though. And he used to have his little studio. Him, Joker, Turnt, you feel me, Jody, all them boys, they used to be right there rapping. But I used to be sitting on the couch watching.
Okay.
So all that time, I just grew up, like, I was already watching it and seeing all type of other stuff going on. You feel me? So it was, like, when I grew up and started making music, it was a little bit more easier to learn than once I got in the studio and started playing with stuff.
So yeah. Did you have like a favorite TV show that you was like, or when it came to like, you know, like hip hop, any favorite something? I don't know. I used to watch like 106 and Park growing up, but I don't know if y'all had that growing up. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I used to watch the TV and shit like my mama probably did after dinner or shit, but. Really, I ain't gonna lie, I was badass. Like, you used to catch me outside, like,
outside
all the time. Like, I'm a little kid. Mom Duke pull up from work. I'm trying to go hide because I got on my new jacket and shit. And I know I ain't getting no another one for some month.
Right.
But I'm outside with that shit. She finna beat my ass, boy.
So you was outside, okay. So you had, there was any battles? Like, any battles outside when it came to hip-hop, when it came to music?
Nah, I ain't gonna care. We used to do, like, fun and bad little kid shit and just average bad little kid.
Just fun shit.
I ain't never really... We ain't never really had no rap battles. Like, when I grew older, and I used to go, like, with Twin, Young Twin and Lil D, shout out Young Five, feel me? I used to go around them, feel me, with whatever. We used to go around them, and they used to, like, freestyle shit, but I ain't never really just do that shit. Like, I ain't get into it. Like, I always used to, like, go to the studio and take my time. But now I ain't take my time. I can get in the booth and make a song in 30, 15 minutes, you feel me? Like,
oh,
the video
good.
For Spin.
Yeah.
That Spin song made that Spin in 15 minutes.
Oh, that's crazy. Good. That was one take, shorty, right?
I punch in, punch out. I freestyle every trip.
That's what's up. That's what I like to hear. So you can go ahead and adapt to any environment that you in. That's what's up. That's what you call an artist. So tell me, artist, because I already know you about to get big. I already know. By the time I'm ready to look for you again, you're going to be somewhere over there. Do you have a girlfriend? Oh, we ain't going to talk about it right now, y'all. We ain't going to talk about it. But look, all right, so I'm going to go ahead to the next subject because you know how that topic could get a little, you know, spicy, right?
You
but I do.
You know that my dog, though, for sure. Don't disrespect, because I don't play like it.
All right, y'all hear that? Y'all heard? You
he
heard?
He ain't the only one coming to spin. I'm putting you down.
All right, you heard? You heard that too? I heard shit.
I don't know nothing about that. I'm innocent, Your Honor. Your Honor, I'm innocent.
Well, y'all already know the vibes, man. We got Young Kings over here ready to protect a beautiful black queen, I will assume. But the girl, oh, all right. Well, we ain't going to get to it, though. We ain't going to get to it. At least you already know a little Ethiopia, sneak peek. Ethiopia. Oh, Ethiopia. Beautiful. I bet she got beautiful skin. That's what I like to hear. Well, now that we off the topic with the girlfriend, because, you know, that could get a little spicy, right? So we gonna get to this music, man, because, like, we talking, I'm getting to know you. I hear these things, like, I want to hear what you got. I'm sure everybody want to hear what you got, too, for that they can tap the fuck in. Okay, all right.
But you want to hear what I got.
Yeah, right. Yeah, definitely. We just had a little commercial break, as you can hear, y'all. It's Raw Talk, Wisdom the Healer, coming to you live and direct. Y'all make sure y'all follow me, Wisdom the Healer LLC, on IG, and let people know too where to find you at.
You feel me? Jet Speed Baby on Instagram, or Baby Boy 555 IVE. You feel me? The number 5. And you can just lock in with me. You go look at me on YouTube. Just sweet, baby. All that.
Oh, nah. They got to hear what you got, though. All I know, right, you got to spend a little shine real quick.
What y'all want to do? All right. Let's do it.
Rap the fuck.
First play with them Yankees. He know that he spent. Glizzy on me with a big 30 clip. Ain't ducking no wreck if he pull up his bliss. Ooh, I hop out and go in this shit. Huh, ain't tripping. They say we the weird. Hop out, make him give up that shit. Walk around with D-Bad, make me look like a lick. But he hop out with still like a wreck. It's legit. If you see them blue lights, and he pulling, I'll quit. Stuck in the trap, I was serving them nicks. So I said, fuck yeah, they know that I'm lit. I start running.
Let's start gunning this shit. At the show, I rock out. Yeah, that gunning this bitch. I'm rapping this stuff. It's like capping this shit.
They rapping about bads we had in this shit. I've been new by the most, not drunk in this shit. How?
Nah, we need to pass the mic. We need to pass the mic, man. Ooh, nah, y'all heard that.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, he got a little serve real quick. He want to give to y'all, man. This shit is fire. Y'all make sure y'all follow him. Y'all done heard his Instagram and everything. You what's your Instagram again?
Hold on. I got one.
Oh, you got it. All right.
Yeah, I've been gone. I ain't locked in a minute. Like Shaq and Kobe, we gon' spend that boy a menace. Ain't no new friends if you ain't gang, you cannot kick it. Yeah, we locked in. I've been with BB for a minute. Kick back and sit this cup and I get in my feelings. Thinking about Zay, I ain't been drilling in a minute. Think about profit, I ain't been chilling in a minute.
Uh-huh.
Get in that booth, I'm in that mono, I'ma kill it.
Okay.
Think about my auntie, then I get deep in my feelings.
Uh-huh.
Call her LeBron, then I say that we gon' spin it. Every time body drop, they say that fire did it.
How we did?
Oh! Did y'all hear that? Y'all know y'all heard that. That's team, yo. That right there is mad team. That right there is mad talent. You feel me? Y'all already heard his Instagram. Y'all make sure y'all follow the manager, too. What's your Instagram?
Y'all already know. T.Y. Lil D, man. Come on, tap in.
All right, you in the cut too, man. We gotta show some love. What's up, man?
You know, Speed, bro. You know how we get the two evil twins, Yang and Five. You already know who I am. I only gotta pop that shit.
Right?
They can hear the intro to the tape.
Cool. He about to give y'all an exclusive, y'all. Yo, y'all just heard the appetizer, y'all. Y'all just heard the appetizer. Y'all make sure y'all look out for his EP that's gonna drop pretty soon, and also his music video, which he don't have a date for it yet. But if y'all follow him, y'all make sure y'all keep it up for that. Y'all can see it, cause I'm sure you're gonna post it. I'm sure he's gonna post that shit. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Instagram. Y'all make sure y'all follow the manager. Y'all make sure y'all follow the team, y'all. This Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. You got something else to say, y'all?
Just go follow Kanye. Come on, let's go.